USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Republicans Tuesday blocked sweeping legislation on election and campaign finance reforms that Democrats said is crucial to ensuring voting rights and saving democracy. But the GOP blasted as a partisan power grab and noted voter ID is not included, something a majority of American voters on both sides of the aisle want. The Department of Justice on Tuesday seized 36 news website domains linked to Iran's government for spreading disinformation as part of a propaganda campaign. The Department of Justice said in an emailed statement it took action against 33 websites used by the Iranian Islamic Radio and Television Union and three others operated by the Iran-backed Hezbollah militia. New York City mayoral candidate Eric Adams was the early frontrunner after polls closed on Tuesday to represent the Democrats in November's general election. The winner won't be announced for some time. The Board of Elections won't tally absentee ballots until July 6th. USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone. So download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
With China blocking investigations into the origins of COVID-19, one lawmaker says it's time to hit China with lawsuits. Dan Naraki reports.
The international community continues to look for ways to push China to fully cooperate with an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Senator Lindsey Graham believes that the U.S. needs a place to lay out the evidence that the virus leaked from a Chinese lab. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that Congress should allow Americans to sue China over COVID.
We need to allow the American people to go to an American court and sue the Chinese Communist Party for ruining their lives and their businesses by waiving sovereign immunity like we did after 9/11 for Saudi Arabia. So I'm going to challenge my Democratic colleagues to open the American court system up so we can get to the bottom of what happened in China. The best way to get to the truth is to have a trial over where it came from and how it got to America. And I'm convinced this came from a lab leak. I don't think it was an intentional, but it didn't come from nature.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Now that China has stopped all efforts to find the origins of COVID-19, how are we to find out what really happened so we can prevent the global pandemic again? Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan suggested the best way to get China to cooperate with an investigation into the origins of the coronavirus is to isolate them from the rest of the world. Virginia Republican Congressman Rob Whitman tells Fox News the time for soft talk on China is over and there needs to be action immediately.
We need to demand action by China, and there needs to be results if they don't act, and the results should be sanctions against Chinese health officials, against those who have gone after scientists, those that have persecuted scientists and citizen journalists that have tried to lay open exactly what happened at the Wuhan lab.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Olympic Committee is limiting attendance. Dan Naraki reports.
When the Olympic Games begin next month, there will be some fans in the stands. Organizers announced Monday that a limited number of local fans will be allowed into venues with a maximum capacity of 10,000, while foreign supporters have already been banned from the Games. Officials did leave the option to bar fans again open if COVID cases rise. Japan is still dealing with a large number of infections and low numbers of vaccinations, as critics have called for the Games to be canceled. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Prime.